Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Mercy and grace are some of the key topics in Jesus' stories. Today, I want to share a story that comes from a king's perspective, who offers compassion and mercy to one of his servants. Though the ending comes with a twist of fate. It's a great story, so listen and catch the kingdom perspective. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. He lined them up, and when he came across a servant that owed 10,000 talents, he knew that he could not pay it back. So he commanded that the servant be sold, his wife be sold, and the kids to be sold with all their possessions to pay off the debt. The servant fell down to his knees and begged, King, oh King, please give me more time. I know I can eventually pay it off. Well, the king was moved and had compassion for the man, showed him mercy and forgave the debt and let the man leave. And the day wasn't even out when he went over and grabbed one of his co-workers by the neck and shook him. Pay me back what you owe me, my 100 denarii. His friend got down on his knees and begged, Please, give me more time, just a little bit more time. No. To jail you go. You'll be there until your debt is paid in full. Well, his co-workers saw what happened and went to the king and told him everything. The king was furious. Bring the servant to me immediately. You wicked servant. I showed you mercy. Could you not have shown mercy to your co-worker? Therefore, you will be sent to the torturers and tortured until your debt is paid in full. And so too your heavenly Father will do to you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is what Jesus said the kingdom of heaven can be compared to. What a harsh hand this king has for justice and compassion. The extremes in this story swing wide in both directions of punishment and amazing grace with forgiveness. So let me ask you this question. Where do you measure on God's scale? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.